Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by Haney University, where you can find out all the information you need to know about getting a golf lesson from me. I'm back. I'm coaching again at my new studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. So go there and check it out, HaneyUniversity.com. All right, everybody's talking about Tiger possibly playing with his son Charlie at the PNC, which takes place December 18th and 19th. Down in Orlando, it is the father-son tournament, father-daughter, daughter-father. It's a big event that they have for major champions and their parents or children, and that is the big one. Actually, this is a tournament that probably more than any other tournament, I mean, other than like a major championship, these players look forward to, and most of them are, you know, champions, tour players, and retired players, so they really, really look forward to it. But anyway, this is a big fun event. Tiger Woods played in it last year with his son Charlie, and I'm sure Charlie is bugging him to death to play in this tournament. And of course, everybody has seen Tiger hitting balls now, which was absolutely remarkable when you consider the fact that it was just a couple weeks ago that he looked like he was limping badly walking to a hotel room in California and could barely get up the stairs. And now he's out hitting golf balls and firing drivers at the Hero World Challenge. And it looks good. And, you know, it certainly looks like he could play in a modified hit and giggle, which is what this event is. The players hit from the back tees, and I'm sure they would happily move the tees up a little bit for Tiger if they needed to. I mean, they'll do whatever they need to do to get him to play if there's any accommodations they could make. And then the sons or daughters or amateur parents or whatever hit from a different set of tee. So last year they had like Charlie Woods' tees up so far that they pretty much used his drive on every single hole. And I'm sure it would be the same thing. He's got a huge distance advantage from where he's teeing from. You know, he hits it far for, you know, somebody his age, but not far enough to get it in trouble. So he's going to be accurate, and they're going to use his drive all the time. So that wouldn't be an issue. And of course, everybody's speculating, will Tiger play? And I mean, what else is he practicing for? You think he's just out there hitting golf balls at the Hero World Challenge? First off, when he posted a video of his swing, the first thing I thought was he's going to play in the father-son. When he said that he has been playing with his son, that tells you he's going to play in the father-son. When he's practicing at the Hero World Challenge every day he's there, that tells you he's going to play in the father-son. So, of course he's going to play in the father-son. Now, why hasn't he said he's going to play in the father-son? Because he always likes to say it at the last minute. And why wouldn't he? Article after article after article speculating that he's going to play in the father-son. That is good for his brand. Article after article after article. He always likes to give himself an out. And why wouldn't he with the injuries that he had? I mean, what if all of a sudden, you know, he tweaks his leg, it swells up on him, he can't get the swelling down, and now he's said he's going to play, and then all of a sudden he's got a WD. That wouldn't be good. Then people say, well, then the question's always, he had a setback. And then he's got to answer all those questions. If he just waits to commit to the last minute, and they're holding a spot for him, and they've said for weeks that they're holding a spot for him, which was the first indication that he was going to play. So they're holding a spot for him. They keep holding that spot. And then at the last second, he says, yeah, I'm coming, which he's planning on coming. He's 100% planning on coming. It's just a question is whether or not something happens between now and then that prevents him from coming, like is you know, leg flaring up, because he said that if it, you know, he's had some times when he had to, you know, cut back a little bit. If that happens, then yeah, maybe he wouldn't play, or he for sure wouldn't play. But that's probably not going to happen, and he's not planning on it happening, and I'm sure his son is counting on him playing, and I'm sure he's thinking he's going to play. And what a perfect place to play, seriously. There's no cut events, which are less of an issue. And like whenever Tiger could come back from an injury in a no cut event, World Golf Championship or, you know, Hero World Challenge or anything like that, that was always a great thing. Or, you know, easier tournaments to play in where, you know, there's a smaller field and, you know, chances are you're going to be there for 4 days no matter what. That's an easy landing spot. But there's nothing easier than landing here. I mean, you know, there's a lot of great champions out there playing. I mean, Gary Player's playing, Tom Watson, Lee Trevino, Mark O'Meara, John Daly. I mean, there's, you know, Justin Thomas will be out there. There's going to be a lot of great players out there. And they're not going to show Tiger every single shot, although they'll you know, show him plenty. There's no doubt about that. But they're also going to be so thankful to have him out there that you know, if for some reason he struggles, which I don't think he will, but if for some reason he struggles, he, you know, they're not going to show all his bad shots and pick on him. They're going to just, you know, show his good shots, and it's just easy. And he can ride a cart the whole time. Pretty much, and Nota Begay, you know, Nota the apologizer said that he can ride the cart right up to the green, or, you know, right up to the tee. I mean, if his leg gets tired, you're pretty much looking at next to no walking other than just getting from the cart to the putting green. And it's as flat as a pancake, the golf course. Now, you know, there's always uneven lies, but you're not marching up and down hills. You're not walking. And, you know, I would think that you're going to see him there. That's what I think. Now, what? How's he going to play? He's probably going to play pretty good. Last year, they finished like when they played, they finished like seventh. Presumably, Charlie's better than he was last year. I'm sure he is. And you know, Tiger can still putt, and Tiger can still chip. So he's, you know, they're going to, you know, finish no worse than they did last year, and maybe even better, and maybe even win. Who knows? You know, wouldn't that be something? Hole a bunch of putts, hit some good shots. Charlie plays good. Why not? Why wouldn't he play good? I've said this since that accident happened. If Tiger can walk again, 72 holes, which you got to walk a practice round two or a pro-am or whatever. So, you know, if you got if that day comes and he can do that, he can win again, and he will win again. There's no doubt in my mind that would happen. I have zero doubt in my mind, and nothing's changed that doubt. He's talking about how he's not hitting it as far. Yeah, whatever. I mean, he can figure out a way. He can find the right course. You know, he's not going to, you know, go play the longest, hardest course. And he's only going to play a few tournaments. Look at the major championships. You know, the Open Championship, that's not a big length deal. The Masters, he knows how to play that course. He can, you know, if he can walk those hills, he can get around it. Anyway, I'm very bullish on his return to golf on a limited basis, which, by the way, a limited basis for him is really all he needs to play, and it's all he should have been playing for a long time. I go back to when his desire was waning in, during the time that I was helping him, but, you know, 2006, 2007, when he wanted to, you know, it was on this Navy SEAL kick and he wanted to be a Navy SEAL. And I'm like, why don't you just play like a few tournaments and get ready for the majors? Why don't you do like what Nicklaus did? Hogan did. Why don't you do that? Why do you have to play in 25 events on the tour? Why don't you just play like 12 events? play one or two tournaments before each major and just get ready for majors. And once the majors are over, you're done. Why don't you just do that? I mean, because you still practice at home and played and everything. And I always thought that would be a good schedule for him. So finally, he's going to be on that schedule. And I think there's, you know, there's no doubt that that's a good thing. I mean, if he can do that and it sounds like he's going to be able to do that, that's going to be great. And you know what? He'll play good. They use the excuse of rusty. So people will use that excuse. So he always had that excuse in his back pocket that he's rusty, which is nice. Tiger Woods has never had an excuse, except when he's been injured. That's the only excuse he's ever had. And then once in a while, they give him a couple weeks if he's changing his swing. Because, you know, he always made a big deal of that. So they gave him a little slack on changing your swing. They give him a lot of slack on being injured. They'll give him the ultimate slack now from what he's coming back, because they just want to see him do it. And he's got for the first time ever in his career, the expectations will be much lower, and he will exceed those expectations. There's no doubt in my mind he'll exceed those expectations. I totally expect to see him play at the PNC, and I think he'll do good. I mean, it's a simple golf course. He's not hitting every shot. His son's a good player. And where they let his son play from gives him a huge advantage. And, you know, they got balls coming into the greens. It's a, you know, it's a scramble pretty much. You know, you can pick out an iron to play in there and, you know, just hit it on the green and then somebody putts. I mean, how hard can this be? It's not. He'll play for sure. Anyway, that's my thought on that, and it'll be great. And it'll be, you know, here you go. The PNC Championship will be the highest-rated golf telecast on the PGA Tour by forever. Forever. It'll be such an incredible thing for golf ratings. It'll be just unbelievable. Yeah, that's what it'll be. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Go to Voodoo Pain Relief. .com, get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. HaneyUniversity.com, get your free subscription to my instructional emails and find out all the information about my private lessons that I'm giving in Paradise Valley, Arizona. All that. And hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.